Blog Talk Radio.
You miss me? I miss all of y'all. Hey. All y'all girls standing together. Hey. I can't hey. Take it.
Doing tonight? I am your host, Coach Terrence Wood, in the BYGP locker room, and we are excited and jacked up as all obvious always. We come into the locker room ready to teach and ready to give insight into what the journey of a college football player is all about. Tonight, we are pumped up because we have one of our own athletes, a Before You Go Pro athlete, that had an amazing year this past year. He broke all kinds of records in Colorado for passing and touchdowns. His name is Johnny Photo, and it doesn't get better than that for a player that's looking for a nickname. But this is somebody that has taken his team to amazing heights. He has big-time college aspirations, is currently getting a lot of interest from college recruiters, and I think we already have Johnny and his father, Trent, on the line tonight. Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yep, can hear you.
Yep, we got you, Terrence. How you doing?
Great, great, and we are happy to have you guys on. I know, Johnny, you got a million things on your plate with school and basketball, and Trent, you're a busy guy keeping up with him, so we appreciate the time.
Yeah, happy to
thanks.
Do it.
Thanks for having us.
No problem. So we want to get right into it because there's a lot of people that listen to this show, some of your peers, Johnny, some of your BYGP fellow teammates, and a lot of kids who have recruiting questions and parents that have questions as well. You're somebody that had an amazing year this year, and we definitely want to hear you talk about that. To get started, how old were you when you started playing football, Johnny?
I was 7 years old. I played on a 7 and 8 year old tackle football team, and so started out right away with contact football. I didn't play flag or anything to start with.
Right to hitting and knocking kids down, huh?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that, because 7 years old, that's probably around the average age of that kids. Did you like football right out of the gates, or did it take time to grow on you?
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much love football right out of the gates. And, I mean, it helped that we had a pretty good team. We were, at that age, I mean, we never lost a game, so that kind of helped me like it a lot more. And, yeah, I just always wanted to play football as a kid. And when I got the opportunity at, you know, that age and being that good, it just kind of all went together really well and just added toward my love of football and kind of started right there.
Definitely. And did you start playing quarterback right away or did you start at another position?
My first year, I was a running back. And then after that year, I started playing quarterback throughout the years.
And who was it, Johnny, that kind of guided you as far as started with football? Was that something that you went to mom and dad and said, I want to play? Or was there a parent or a mentor that guided you to play football?
I think when I was little, I just always had a knack for picking up, you know, a ball or anything, just wanting to be active and play sports. So I kind of got guided by my parents to put me in whatever I could play. So they put me in all the sports. So, and my dad coached me in everything.
Father, because I know you're an athlete too, a former athlete. Did you ever have any apprehensions, or your wife ever have any apprehensions about Johnny playing football?
You know, we didn't. Like Johnny said, out in our area here, he was going to be getting involved with a pretty good program. And so that helped that there was good coaching and good kids out here that helped a lot as far as getting started in football. So we never really had any apprehension about him playing football. So, you know, we didn't have any problem with the contact or anything like that from the start.
Great. And, Johnny, for you, I know you probably grew up looking at the Broncos and a lot of the AFC competition. Was there any particular player growing up or even now that you look at and kind of admire their game?
Well, when I was growing up, my favorite football player was Michael Vick when I was about that age. And he was kind of my guy until all that stuff happened with the dog thing. But, I mean, he was someone that I looked up to a ton. And I tried to, like, imitate him as much as I could. And, you know, he was kind of like a big hero of mine at a young age.
Definitely. And the Fairview High School colors, those are the old Falcons type colors. So you definitely have given us some memories of what Michael Vick does out there. Talk to us a little bit about the decision to go to Fairview High School. Was that your decision, Johnny, or did Mom and Dad lead you to that decision?
Well, I think we sat down and kind of weighed our options, and I wanted to go to a school that would give me the best chance to play, you know, the best competition and have chances to go past high school. And we just decided as a family that Fairview would be the best choice. And the football coach, my parents went to school with Coach Mack, and so they knew him really well. And when I was at a younger age, I did a lot of camps with Fairview and, you know, talked to him a lot and talked to Coach Mack a ton. So we kind of already had some connections even before we were even thinking about high school. So I think it was just a collective decision on our part for us, and it was a great decision, I think.
Was college something that was already on your mind, Johnny, when you walked on campus as a freshman at Fairview?
Well, yeah, I mean, at a young age, like most people who, you know, are playing sports, think about college, just playing sports, not really the school part, but playing college athletics. And you know, that was something that I've always wanted to do since I can remember. And so that was a big part in where I wanted to go to school too, because, you know, it has been on my mind a lot. And so going in freshman year, it definitely weighed pretty heavily on my mind, just playing college ball.
Trent, how big do you feel for parents it is to put their son or daughter in the right school if their child wants to indeed go off and get a college scholarship?
Well, it was a big decision because we're about 40 minutes away from Fairview High School living out here in Frederick. So, you know, kind of like Johnny said, we wanted him to play at the highest level that Colorado had to offer and be in that competition and be around those coaches in that program, in not only football, but also their basketball and baseball programs have traditionally been good programs. And also Fairview High School is one of the top academic high schools public in the country. So there was that factor as well. So it all came together, and it was a great decision on Johnny's part to make that decision to go to Fairview. But I think it was important for us looking to the future to put him in that situation to help him make that next step to the college level.
And obviously, I'm sure that Coach Mack and everybody at Fairview is definitely glad that you guys chose to attend that school, because you had some amazing success. For those that are just tuning in, we're in the Before You Go Pro locker room. I'm your host, Coach Terrence Wood, and we have high school superstar Johnny Photo out of Colorado, a real good quarterback that is definitely getting some college attention as well. Johnny, talk to us a little bit, because I hear that you're quite an athlete and you play other sports as well. What sports do you play?
I play baseball, basketball, and football.
Wow, so you're a busy guy. You're a year-round athlete. Is football your favorite sport?
Yeah, I think now it's definitely my favorite sport. But going into high school, I think I was leaning towards baseball, because freshman year, I was a starter as a freshman, and we had a couple good seasons. And so I was, first couple years of high school, I think baseball was kind of my go-to sport. But it all kind of changed with the past 2 years at the football seasons that we had.
Definitely. And I'm a big believer in kids being multi-sport athletes. I think all the sports lend to helping out each other and giving you skill sets that will increase your success. But a lot of kids nowadays, Trent, they specialize in football, or they specialize in basketball and do that year-round. Did you ever get nervous or wonder whether or not Johnny should play multi-sports?
Yeah, I mean, it was always a concern that he wasn't more involved in some of the off-season stuff that the football team would participate in, or even basketball and, of course, baseball. It, like you said, it is a year-round commitment with any sport that you participate in. But fortunately, at Fairview, they encourage multi-sport athletes. They were very supportive of Johnny in playing the different sports, and when he could make off-season activities, he certainly would, especially this last summer when he participated in quite a bit of the 7-on-7s with football. So, it was when you see, like you said, when you see these kids that are just one-sport athletes and could be playing other sports, it's kind of disappointing that they're not playing one or two different sports as well. So I think it's turned out very well for Johnny to be able to participate in all three.
Definitely. And for you kids that are out there listening, what Johnny did is the way to go about it if you can. You know, if you are a kid that has the talent to be a multi-sport athlete, it's something that you really should consider. So I tip my cap to you, Johnny, because it sounds like you're a great player at all these different sports, and I'm sure your teams would miss you if you weren't playing. Let's talk a little bit about your background in football and the positions you've played. You started off as a quarterback, even as a freshman and somewhat as a sophomore in high school. You were a quarterback, and then your junior year you were predominantly a defensive back. Can you tell us a little bit about the change and what that situation was about?
Yeah, well, sophomore year, we had a junior quarterback who was very good, and Anders Hill, he's playing at the next level. And, like, a month before the season got started, he got hurt. So I came in and started six games. But after those six games, he came back and was kind of the guy for the rest of that season, and he was going to be the guy the next season, and I kind of knew that I didn't really have a shot to beat him out. You know, it was his position, so I didn't want to just be the backup quarterback my junior year. So I tried out at wide receiver, but we had a really good wide receiving core, so that didn't work out. And then so they just kind of stuck me on defense in a scrimmage, in the spring scrimmage before the season, and I did pretty well. So that's where I landed for that rest of the season. So it was pretty cool to, you know, not just be a backup quarterback and actually contribute on the other side of the ball.
Definitely. And talk to us a little bit about that, Johnny, because as you know, football players have highs and lows throughout their career. What was your feelings towards that? Did you feel like you should have been the quarterback, or do you feel like it was his job and you were going to support the team on defense the best you could?
Well, I was definitely disappointed because I felt like I wasn't even given a shot to beat him out. And, I mean, he just had an unbelievable season. He threw for, like, 3,700 yards. So, I mean, and we went to the championship game. So, I mean, I was definitely disappointed at the beginning because I felt like I at least deserved a shot. But, I mean, he proved himself, and he was a great quarterback. And so I was fine with being a defensive player. And, I mean, the year was unbelievable. And it was so far in my football career that was the funnest year besides this last year. But junior year was just such a unbelievable season with all the guys. And, you know, it was just awesome. We got to the championship game, and I had no problem with being a defensive guy. I supported Anders being the quarterback, and, I mean, it was just a really fun year.
Trent, how do you feel as a parent? Did you feel like Johnny handled himself well during the position change, or did you feel a little bit bad for him during that time?
Well, I kind of echo what Johnny said as far as being a little disappointed, not letting him compete for the job. But, you know, very, very proud that team guy, and they had a need at cornerback, and again, that was a very good team and a great season, and he contributed at the cornerback position. I mean, he's actually all league cornerback last year, so and was high up in interceptions with 6 for the year. So not only did he contribute, but he did very well. So yeah, a little bit disappointing at first, just like Johnny said, but understanding and happy that he could contribute, and happy for the team that they had such a great year.
And it also illustrates a big point that you didn't go in the tank, Johnny, and you were able to stay in good grace with your coach and be the person that was called to be the starter this year, be the next man in line. So, once again, tip my cap to you on how you played that situation. Talk to us a little bit, Johnny, about walking into this season knowing that you were going to be the man. Did you take a different approach to your off-season training, or was there a different mental standpoint that you walked on the field with this year?
I mean, I was just really excited to start the year, and we did a ton of 7-on-7s in the off season, and that just kind of just built it because, I mean, after the great year we had last year, you know, everyone was talking that we lost, you know, our quarterback, we lost all of our wide receivers, our whole line, and, you know, not a lot of people thought we were going to do the things that we did. So, you know, I just took it as just a great opportunity to prove people wrong and just have a magical year again. And yeah, I mean, I didn't do a lot of baseball stuff in the summer like I did in the past years to really get ready to be the quarterback. So I made all the lifts. I went to all the 7-on-7s, and baseball was kind of a back burner, which it hasn't been in a long time. So I just tried to focus as much as I could on football to get ready for the season and just get ready to see what we were going to do and who we could prove wrong on the way.
Great stuff. So would it be safe to say that you walked into the season with a little bit of a chip on your shoulder?
Yeah. I think the whole team did, not just me. I mean, the wide receivers we had, we graduated every single wide receiver. We had our tight end coming back, but our wide receivers were kind of unknown. We graduated
wow.
every single O-line. Not one starter from the O-line came back. And so, I mean, we lost a lot of people. So everyone had stuff to prove. I had a lot to prove. Our wide receivers did. Our O-line did. And so I think this season we all had a chip on our shoulder and with some to go out and prove, because the stuff that people were saying, you know, didn't sit well with us. And we didn't let that affect us. We just let it fuel us for the season. And that just helped us get ready to go for what was to come.
And after the great season your junior year, Dad, Trent, did you have some butterflies at the beginning of this season wondering if your son was ready to take on the job?
You know, I did a little bit, but, you know, his sophomore year, he was, you know, we knew we kind of had something going the scrimmage of his sophomore year. I think he threw for over 300 yards in that game. So that to me kind of proved what he could do. And then they won four of six games. So they were 4-2 before then Anders came back. So he had been in the fire and had proven himself. So I didn't have too many reservations of him coming in his senior year. And I expected good things from him. I don't know that I expected the kind of year he ended up having, but it's not shocking to me that he was able to have success this year.
And let's talk about this year, man. I mean, I don't know if you could have written a script better than this, Johnny. Not only did you throw for more yards than the quarterback that you sat behind the year before, who signed with Columbia, but an 11-1 record, 40 TDs, only 9 interceptions, all-state quarterback. I mean, the accolades keep raining in for you. A nominee for Gatorade National Player of the Year. I mean, were you going to sit back and say that you dreamed this and this was all how you planned it, or was this a shock to you too?
Well, I mean, going into the season, I had high hopes of myself and I had high expectations. I definitely couldn't have guessed the season that I was going to have, but going into it, you know, I was pretty confident with myself, and so I went into it just knowing that I could be successful. If you told me that I would have had this season last year, I would have said you were crazy, but I definitely came into it confident and ready to go and just excited. And so I was just ready for the season. And I mean, everything that came with it was just a blessing.
I mean, it was like you were in the zone for the whole year. Most kids have one or two games where they're really focused and dialed in, but 40 touchdowns and only 12 games. So you were on the mark all year round. What is it about the quarterback position, Johnny, that turns you on? What is it about the quarterback position that really gets your blood flowing?
The offense that we run, it kind of goes through the quarterback. I mean, like a lot of high school offenses these days are like power eye, run it through your throat. But at Fairview, we run the spread offense and we throw the ball a ton. So, I mean, I love having the ball in my hand and, making the decisions, and I mean, I just love knowing that a game can be decided of what I do, because I love the pressure and, you know, everything that comes with the quarterback position. So I mean, I just really enjoy it.
And once again, for those that are just tuning in, we are talking the Colorado All-State quarterback Johnny Photo out of Fairview High School. This is somebody that set numerous state records this year in passing, He's a nominee for Gatorade National Player of the Year, and he is going to be one hell of a college quarterback as well. Let's talk a little bit about the college aspirations, Johnny. Did you grow up liking a particular team or having your eyes set on a particular college?
Not really. I was kind of more of a player team kind of person. Like, if there was a quarterback I really liked, that was the team I would root for. You know, like, when Tim Tebow was on the Florida Gators, I was a big Tim Tebow fan, so I liked the Florida Gators. And so I've never really had my eye on any particular colleges. I just really liked some players growing up, so I never really had a favorite college team, but I definitely had favorite college players.
Great stuff. And as far as the recruiting right now, I know that a lot of recruiters are starting to get hip to you a little late because you were playing on the defensive side of the ball predominantly last year. And then now, after this stellar year, they're starting to catch on to you. Plus, being at about 6'1", I know maybe not prototypical size, but definitely a size of many college quarterbacks. What would you say, Johnny, to a school that may be wondering whether or not you're tall enough to play at the next level?
Well, I think that a lot of people that watch my film and might not know that much about me might just say that I have happy feet, that I just get out of the pocket too quickly and can't really read coverages too well. But, you know, I'm very comfortable in the pocket, and I feel like I can make a lot of throws in the pocket. And so, but once I see a play break down, then that's when I use my feet. But I don't want to be targeted as just a quarterback who makes stuff happen outside of the pocket, because I can definitely stay in there and make some throws. And also, there's just nothing that I hate more than losing. I'll do anything in my power to win a game, and I'm just a huge competitor, and, you know, losing just doesn't sit well with me, like, much, but I'll do anything in my power to be part of a win, so.
I can hear it over the phone, man. I can hear it in your voice that you definitely do not like losing. So I'll keep that in mind if we ever play some bowling or ping pong or something one day. and Trent, for you, as far as your son getting a quarterback shot at the next level, and it looks like he definitely will, but why do you feel like he deserves a shot at the next level?
Well, I guess I would probably put it more, I don't know that he deserves anything, but I think he's earned a shot just by not really the awards and the accolades and things he's won as far as the stats and things like that. But he just has that it factor that's kind of hard to coach. And I think everybody knows what that is when they see it. You can't really describe it, but he has those intangibles that you look for in a quarterback. He's a kid that makes everybody else around him better, and he's a winner. I mean, he loves to compete. So besides the fact that I think on his film he makes every throw you can make on the football field. So, you know, I would just say that if someone's looking for a quarterback, you can't go wrong with Johnny Soto.
And the big thing that you guys touched upon, I mean, a winner. And a quarterback, whether it's a quarterback on the football field or a CEO in the boardroom, you need a winner. And Johnny is definitely a winner. Talk to me a little bit, Johnny, before we let you out of the locker room here, about leadership. Is that something that you think is important for a quarterback to have?
Yeah, it's definitely important. And I'm kind of one of those guys that leads by example more than anything. You know, I'm kind of hesitant to voice my opinion most times, but I just am a big believer in, you know, just if you say it, you do it. Like, your word is your word. So if you're going to get up to a team and try to lead them and say all this stuff, you better be able to back it up. And so I'm just a a big believer in just showing it and just being one of those guys that your teammates can look to know that that guy can get it done, and that's what I strive to be. I want one of my teammates, you know, to come to me with anything, and I'll be there for them, and on the field, I'll do anything for them, and I try to lead more by example than anything.
Great stuff, and to end the night here, Johnny, and once again, we appreciate your time, and we're just so excited with not only what you've accomplished, but where you're headed as well. If a scout came in from Cal tomorrow or Colorado State or one of those schools, North Carolina, and came and talked to you and asked you why he should choose you, what would you say to him, Johnny?
You know, I'm a competitor. Like I said, I can make all the throws, and I just am a big believer in that. I just go out and compete on every play, on every down. I try to win every quarter, you know, every play, every throw. I just put a lot into it, and I work as hard as I can to make my teammates around me better and to make the football program better. And that's what I want to do to whoever, whatever college wants to give me a shot. I want to come in and try to make a difference right away and not just put up good stats, but make everyone around me better and just prove to everyone and to myself that you made a good choice and that I am deserving of a shot. And so that's just what I want to go out and prove. And if you were to choose me, I don't think that'd be a bad choice.
Well, hey, well said, young man, and I'm right on board with you. If they don't choose you, then they'll have to see you on Saturday, and that's not going to be a good outcome. So all you schools out there, the Montana States, the Oregons, Washingtons, UNLVs of the world, Johnny Photo is your guy, and we really appreciate you guys coming on tonight. We wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Terrence.
Yep, thanks, Terrence.
No problem. No problem. You guys have a good one. So okay. There you guys have it. That is Johnny Photo and his dad, Trent. Great family, amazing athlete. If you guys happen to be in the state of Colorado, it is definitely worth the price of admission to see young Johnny Photo play sports. He's in basketball right now. Baseball season's coming up after that. And then you guys definitely want to check him out next year on the gridiron. And he's got a bunch of schools that are vying for his services now. So we are excited about Johnny Photo, and we wish him and his family the best of luck. If this is your first time tuning in to the BYGP Locker Room Show, or if you have been with us before, keep in mind we have another great show coming to you Thursday night. We air every Tuesday and Thursday night. We've had agents on, NFL sports agents. We have had coaches, college coaches, pro players, college players. So these are all guests that are geared towards teaching you guys what the business of football is all about. So please check us out at www.beforeyougopro.com. We work with kids across the country on keeping them mentally, morally, socially, and academically online, on track to achieve their college dreams. So once again, www.beforeyougopro.com. We have all of our social networking links there as well. If you have not checked out our brand new book, Before You Go Pro, it's a very compelling book, and you guys definitely need to check that out. There's all the secrets to the business in that book. So we had a great one tonight. Hopefully you guys got something out of it. I am your host, Coach Terrence Wood, signing off for Before You Go Pro and the rest of the Before You Go Pro team. You guys have a wonderful night. We'll see you at the top. Bye-bye.